Hey, folks, it's Ted Cantu. Whoa, that's a huge spike there. Sorry about that. Coming at you live from the Online Money Machine Show. This is the amazing Theodore C., as I'm known from certain circles. I'm also known as a few other things, too, if you talk to the right or wrong people. Either case, welcome back to the show. I am an ex-art director from the mean streets of Chicago and New York City, and I am back here to talk to you wonderful folks about how to make money online. And it's not as easy as it sounds, because making money online is actually, it can be a little cumbersome. And unlike a lot of SEO companies and website design companies out there, I'm the first to tell you that getting traffic to your site and also getting high visibility and making a profit are all different disciplines. But you need to actually marry the three of them and have them work in your favor. I run a little company called iMobile Media, and I work out of Chicago, Detroit, and New York City. And this week, I'm actually stuck in Michigan. I do say stuck because it's like frigid weather. You want to be, it's like living in an igloo, in a sense. Very cold here. But welcome back to the show. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, and I do apologize for not coming back sooner. You're listening to the Mighty Van Halen on my show here, a little something from the Women and Children First album. And of course, I'm actually going to be out there in St. Louis seeing a series of shows, probably several to the last shows. I know they're going to be closing up this tour here pretty soon. But either case, we are going to talk about a little bit about web marketing. And I've got some news here to share with you guys. We've got, I don't know how many people out there know about these different sources, but I'm going to go ahead and just label name some of them here, label them as good sources that you should really, tap into on a weekly basis. There's a little something called Internet Marketing News Watch, and for those of you who are not in the know, it's www.imnewswatch.com, and a lot of really cool people pop up on here, and these are some of the guys I've actually mentored with and worked with. But if you want to find out, who's doing what, it's always a good thing to come check this this site out. It's got some pretty good things on there. There are some articles here talking about how to get more targeted traffic to your blog. And, of course, blog marketing has many different facets to it. And one, you can use it for attaining visibility. And that's primarily how I like to use mine. And the other thing is, of course, you can always syndicate content all over, and, there's a whole different level of this. If you go to feedburner.com, they've really updated their tools recently, and you'll see what I mean. Feedburner, of course, is owned by Google, but that's not the only reason why you should use it. It's just a doggone good tool. This has a PDF manual on it now, whereas it didn't before. It was very confusing. If you had to use it in the past, you probably really didn't know what to do with it. And in fact, a lot of my clients, if you're out there listening to the show, you really should get an account by now because you're really missing the boat. And it really is kind of the synapse, if you will, of how these sites are strung together. So it's a very, very important thing that you keep these things in mind. And there's also some very powerful opt-in list building techniques. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on the show. And then we've also got Stephen Pierce. The amazing Stephen Pierce is back. He owes me $90, by the way. He didn't deliver his product to me, and I'm a little peeved about that. It's been going on for a while. It's kind of a joke by this point. But it's kind of interesting. And, of course, he's here with some killer motivations. And it's Michael Chaney is on here too. Confessions of a Marketer and How to Make Money Online. And it's kind of good. So we'll be talking about some of these different articles here. Now, if I may, I'm going to go into some other tactics here. We've just re-released our site. We had a good time last week. Me and attorney Joe Dadich actually did a photo shoot. And if you go to my site at oneseomichigan.com, you'll see the headlines, which are kind of funny. I'll read it to you. It says, "Sucker Punch Google in 4 hours. Rumble, young man, rumble." That, of course, is Muhammad Ali, his amazing quote. And we put on boxing gloves to get in the theme of things, and we took pictures of each other wearing boxing gloves, and it was pretty funny, actually, because I actually looked like I took a couple of hits in the ring, but in either case, the pictures are pretty believable, and very, very punchy, if I may say so myself. Of course, you know, we specialize on zero PPC. We don't do any pay-per-click listings. And there's just a bunch of stuff going on right now in the marketplace where companies are just getting rolled with these humongous pay-per-click fees. I don't know how they're able to keep up. But, you know, we've got this this brand new thing where we say, are you ready to win? These are all new strategies for 2008. And, of course, these are breakthrough internet strategies that create the secret to easy and high rankings on Google. And I put a little warning on here. It says, traditional search engines only account for just 10% of your traffic. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. Okay, and I say that one more time, too, because it's worth repeating. As warning, traditional search engines only account for just 10% of your overall traffic. Ex-art director spills his guts on internet marketing. And aren't you glad? we've got, what does an ex-art director from the world of advertising have to say about getting top rankings on Google, Yahoo, and MSN? The answer might knock your socks off. And it goes on to say that Cantu, that's me, has worked in the mighty halls of advertising at such hot and exclusive places as Foot Cone and Belding. You know, those are the guys who promote Coke and Citibank and Budweiser, Leo Burnett, Young and Rubicam, WWF, Capitol Records, and many, many more. The good news is that you don't have to spend a fortune on throw a fortune down on pay-per-click or sponsored links. In fact, you can take your $1.2 million budget and pretty much scrap it. Imagine being able to pop up in your favorite search engines organically. That means you don't have to pay PPC fees or Google AdWords, AdSense, and so on. Get any page you want listed in the search engine listings in a matter of days, and sometimes even as few as a little, you know, just a few hours. Sounds impossible? That says, bah, our record so far is just 4 hours. That is correct. We've gotten visibilities for some of our customers in as little as 4 hours. And if you know what you want to tell your core audience, we can make sure your pages are getting in front of the right people. And here's a newsflash. And I've been talking about this a lot on the Online Money Machine show, and hopefully some of this is starting to sound a little familiar by now. But there are 8 families of search engines. So if we say search engines, it's only 10% of your traffic, then you're forgetting about podcasting. Now, don't think radio spots, think podcasting. You're listening to a podcast right now, right? It's targeted niche traffic syndication. Fantastic. Web video. Instead of television ads, you want to think about web video. In fact, as I record this right now, we have over 700 plus web video search engines on the market. And there's many more coming out daily. Web 2.0 technology is amazing. We've got blogs and RSS instead of direct mail and magazine ads, social directory sites, industrial portals, search engines, like the typical search engines that you see with MSN and Yahoo and Google, and of course niche marketing hubs such as Squidoo and the new Knoll that's coming out from Google, and article submission sites. If you're not in these areas, my friends, shame on you. If you're trying to make money with 5 pages, shame on you. You're doing the wrong thing, and you're not doing this thing right. So if you're just in my typical search engines, you are missing the big picture. And, of course, you know, if you know the ropes, we can take your product and service to the top of the search engine heap anytime you want. And more questions on this type of thing. You'll see pictures of me holding up the boxing gloves, and it says, take your website to the highest level. Cantu is a total KO, which means knockout for all my non-sports boxing fans out there. And, of course, we're getting 7 out of the top 10 for any industry that we go in. And we actually create infrastructures and not websites, but we build online branding. So that is how we differ from the typical SEO firms. And we do it in many, many, many different ways. I just heard recently that, this is pretty funny, an MBA thesis was only 124 pages. My course is actually 464 pages, and it's all meat. There's no fluff in there, and there's no place to hide. So I just give you straight content, straight truth, and I think it's worth your time to investigate. And if you're interested in any of this stuff at all, please, by all means, my phone number is 1-888-305-2532, and you can ask for me. I am Ted Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, and you can type my name into Google, and by gosh, I'm everywhere. It's amazing. How did this happen? It's not an overnight success, trust me. It was a lot of work and a lot of strategic planning, and we're doing some pretty cool stuff. You go on my new site, you're going to see a button on here, and I want you to click on it for articles and facts, articles and FAQ, you know, the frequently asked questions. But this is a no-nonsense online marketing article base, and it's pretty doggone interesting, you know? And, of course, you'll see a picture of me holding up the sign. This is Bring Out Your Inner Google Champion. Cantu is King. And there's some really cool things on here that you want to pay attention to. It says, so you want to be an entrepreneur. And maybe you've already have a company or your online rankings absolutely suck. I was going to say tank, but either one. Either way, you need a serious game plan. And these articles are designed to help you get your thinking straight when it comes to online marketing. And you do not have to be a super genius in search engine rankings or Google technology, but you do have to get off your duff and take action. As you can see, we've taken companies from zero rankings and positioned them for high visibility. We are getting five out of the Google top 10 in just a very short period of time. We're also taking e-commerce sites and positioning them to make real passive income online. Now, just read a few of these mind-bending articles on here when you get time. And of course, keep an open mind when you read them. And feel free to print them out and even post them on your own sites and blogs. And all we ask is that you include our footer as a courtesy to us when you repost them. And with that being said, enjoy. And if you look at this thing, it's brilliant. Because I tell you to read them, steal them, and post them all over the web. You absolutely have my permission to do so. We'll be adding more articles to this whole database, you know, daily, weekly, that sort of thing. And here's some of the topics, and I'm just going to go ahead and throw them out on the table there because I think they're definitely worth hearing. And I'm going to roll into the first one right here. And it says, why stealing metadata from another site is an absolutely dumb idea. I know all you guys are into that sort of thing. I think it's kind of a dumb thing to do, personally. And let me tell you why. I had a guy stealing from another site, absolutely didn't know what he was doing, stole a lot of metadata, and it was wrong. The stuff was wrong. And, of course, the one example I always give was that he put down that he was looking for retail. That was his forte. But the search engines were looking for retailers with an ERS as a plural. See? So when he submits it, it's going to go in the wrong place. Now, a lot of you technocrats out there, and you know who you are, Ann Arbor, will always say things like, hey, well, you know, I hear that Google, you know, the search engines don't really care about metadata, blah, 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 and all this other stuff. But you know what? Guess what? I have 100% rankings on all my pages, and you don't pop up anywhere, and I'm getting 8 out of 10. So someone's reading it, and why would I want to take out something that's working? If something's working in your online marketing, you keep it in until the rules change, and you bend with the change. It's becoming a little bit nitpicky out there, but I have to kind of set the rules straight. The other thing, too, is that you can still optimize your page to 100% and get it wrong. I've seen guys do it, and it's not pretty. But another article here is how you can save a fortune on pay-per-click campaigns. And I'm absolutely doing that now, and it's worth checking out. And you can catch this article all over the place on my site or on iSnare, or if you type in Ted Cantu. And of course, when I say iSnare, it's iSnare.com. And of course, you can publish it or do whatever you want with it. By all means, wallpaper your office with my articles, why don't you? It's a smart thing to do. And here's another article here. Making money online is not as easy as you thought. And believe me, it's not. So I kind of go into that a little bit. And these are some SEO strategies, latest online marketing ideas, and search engine news that you, the business owner, should be made well aware of. And of course, I mentioned here that I spill my guts and share my knowledge about how you can get high Google search engine rankings for your websites, blogs, and web media. So let's go into this one right here because I think it's kind of interesting. This making money online is not as easy as you thought. By me, Theodore C., Ted Cantu, SEO online marketing champ. And I'm really talking about some stuff that you may not understand yet. If you're looking at making money online, it's you always want to get the one site, you want to get a cart, and you want to get the processor, merchant processor, and not PayPal. Don't use PayPal, because PayPal is kind of looked upon as cyber begging amongst the professionals and the weary minded. And of course, if you got something really, really hot that people want, like such as a sexual, product, then maybe it might not matter so much because people just want it so bad. It doesn't matter how tight your marketing is. Believe me, I've seen this in action. And the one thing about making money online is you want to make sure that you have your shipping policies and return procedures on your front pages of your website. And you may have to get real specific on tax information, how you will handle damaged shipments. And this can slow you down for weeks. And there's a ton of phone tag that goes on in a period when you're hooking all this stuff together. And you have to wait for a lot of approval. And nobody expects this to happen. But, Authorize.net and Chase Manhattan are actually tightening down on policy. So if you're looking at selling products online, it gets really, really tricky. The other thing, too, and I didn't really mention it in this article, but it's been kind of a pet peeve of mine recently, is that, there's a lot of really crappy sites out there. And I don't want to get too specific, but I am going to mention just a couple things to be on the lookout for. Right now, we're doing this thing with DoodleKit, and it's one of those WYSIWYG editors. Hands-On was another one. Hands-On.com. That's spelled with a Z. Hands-On. Real clever. And there's another site out there too that has WYSIWYG. It's so horrible. I can't remember it. I think I'm trying to block it out of my mind. How bad it was, and it was expensive too. It was like $40 a month, and the thing was, you can load your HTML into that particular frame set, but they slap on an extra frame around it, and they only give you 3 meta options, and 3 meta lines, which is really not enough. I would go ahead and get something with folders in it, like GoDaddy's not bad. I do have a problem with their FTP though, because we're trying to upload a six meg flash file to it, and it just went nuts. Didn't understand what we were trying to accomplish, I guess. And I gotta get another FTP service in there to transfer the file safely, because it's getting all screwed up. And that being said, I like 1-in-1, just because it's a nice service, and they don't fool around, and you get the straight stuff. Whatever you want to have done, they just do a great job with it. And the tech support's a little hard to understand, because I do believe it's being run offshore, and so there's some problems sometimes with the communication is a bit problematic. So you gotta be careful with that. Other than that, it's a great company. And when it comes to running affiliate programs and stuff, that is having other sites carry your marketing message so you can make money on them. You're gonna have to have something that's Linux based, and also you need a Perl script in there too to actually support your program, like a SoSTrack, for example, that's run through MarketingTips.com. It's a great program, but you need a great service to accommodate you. So anyway, those are the things. But the WYSIWYG editors are really, really tricky, and you talk about putting a cart on there with a merchant processor. It's like high-tech meets tiddlywinks. It's tough, kids. It's tough, man. I have a hard time with it. I don't know. Maybe you don't, but I like making money, and if it's going to slow me down, I need something more reliable. Anyway, that's another thing. I also go into this part here where it says, not all credit card processors are created equal. Some come with higher percentage rates than others, and for a lot of business owners, this can cause a great deal of turmoil and headache. I've actually seen people break down and cry or paying, 2% or 4% extra for each transaction, or real small numbers, 1.24%. But the problem is, and I can really see you getting upset about that sort of thing. I do have some sympathy and compassion for you. But if your traffic level is so crummy that it doesn't matter, if you're lucky to get one sale a day or two sales a day or two sales a month, I mean, pay the transaction fees until you get your traffic ranking up there, and you can start to get some more visibility. I would only get emotional on this issue if you were pulling in a substantial amount of volume, right? Just makes sense. Then worry about it. Because most of the site owners I come into, I talk to, they have no real massive amount of online visitors to really worry about. So percentages going out to be, at this level becomes a much greater deal if you have a ton of web traffic and sales. You know, they can be looking at different percentage splits and that sort of thing. Once you understand what the online merchant accounts are looking for, it becomes a lot easier than ever before. And this becomes, you know, more apparent. So, here we go. Great article. And when you go to the bottom of these articles, I'm actually doing something pretty interesting. I'm actually going to let you go ahead and steal these and sell them on eBay if you want. Yeah, the whole PDF library. If you ever wanted to pick the brains of an art director and say, hey, you know what? This guy, I like what he says. I want to go out there and inform business owners out there what's possible. Great. I'm going to give you the ebooks to do it. And hey, your products are free. I'm not looking for anything, but my links are in there, so they'll come back to my site, of course. But you could, you can sell them one at a time. You can sell them multiples of 25. You know, whatever you want to do, and absolutely have my permission. So there you go. It's a free tool to make money with on the Online Money Machine Show. How about that? That's pretty cool, huh? So you can go and go to my site. And then make sure you click on where it says articles and facts. And we're actually going to have a lot more articles coming out. So you're going to have a big big field day with that. And that is what I have to say on the articles. This is the No-Nonsense Online Marketing Article Base. Yeah, the No-Nonsense Online Marketing Article Base. There you go. Okay. That's good stuff. And let's see, what else? We've got, I told you I was going to talk to you a little bit about what things that I found on an Internet Marketing News Watch. And of course, that's a pretty cool site. And that address again is www.imnewswatch. And let's look at how to get these things moving here. This is an article, I'll probably pronounce his name wrong. But if you're super technical and geeky and know about this stuff, you'll know who I'm talking about. His name is Alex Saisov, I guess, or Saisov. I don't know. Probably pronounced it wrong. But he's talking about how to get more targeted traffic to your blog. And we have a little bit of news here on that. And it's kind of interesting stuff. You know, his blog's actually written on a WordPress, you know, the WordPress 2.0, which is pretty cool. Different format if you're not used to working with it. And he just basically talks about what it's going to take to get, you know, to get people to come to your system. So this guy talks about a click exchange. Now I've done some of these before. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're really crummy. The ones I had a few years ago was based on a point system, kind of like playing in a casino where you just send people to other people's blogs. And I've seen this done before. And, you know, it's, I'd like to think that it's a really good thing to do. And I found the system very time-consuming, and it kind of slowed me down. Really, and how I use blogs is a little different because I'll use them to anchor pages and to position myself for articles. And of course, if you've been to my blogs, you've already known that I use BlogRush. And he says that this system that he has here is a lot more, you know, it's actually a lot better than using BlogRush. But, you know, I think plugging into a good web blog based community probably does a lot better. Or actually does more for it than, you know, this other stuff. Because there's a whole different dynamic out there of people that just, this is all they do. And, you know, it's interesting. But there's other ways to, you know, to get them. But the people that, like for example, the blog catalog visitors from myBlogLog.com, it's probably a pretty good thing to use, you know, plugging into that kind of a community that already knows what you're doing, and they seem to visit each other's stuff too, which is, you know, I think WordPress too has its own look as opposed to, you know, you got to pay a hosting fee for that, but it's different than than something like a blogger. I'd probably use them both. I've used TypePad in the past year, and I've not liked that one as much as I think I would like to use a WordPress blog. You got these guys now who are divided into camps, what they like and what they don't like, and they're real militant about it, which is kind of funny, but this stuff is actually, you know, there's a lot going on with it. I know that WordPress, you can actually have a protected site too, you know, password and, you know, password protected content. So these are things to keep in mind, and there is an art form to it, and it is what it is, but it's not, you know, anyway, that's all I have to say about that one. So let me go back here to what I was talking about. The other article I want to kind of point out to you is a 6 powerful opt-in list building techniques. You're going to hear a lot about list building lately. And this is by Matt Basick. And I think I've heard this guy named recently through one of my mastermind guys. And he's a pretty hardcore person. And I think it's his stuff gets published quite a bit. But on here, he's actually talking about he's actually using, what is this? Oh, it's Blogger. Okay. Duh. I should know that, right? Here's the techniques. Okay. Well, the reason why I said that is because this did not look like an actual typical Blogger, you know, type site. He's got other ads and stuff running all over this thing. But you'll have to see it, you know, for yourself. You've got techniques on here that people can use to sign up for your opt-in list. Technique number 1, tell people what to expect when they click on the submit button to your site and are added to the list. It is the law of expectation. People are less likely to click on the submit button if they have no idea what they're going to get in return. And that is true. So you want to put that in there somewhere. List technique number 2, tell people exactly what you want them to do. Tell them you want them to type in their name and primary email address. Tell them to submit that submit button. And use direct language. That seems like technique number 1, really. But technique number 3 is don't be shy. Ask for what they want. Don't be scared of offending somebody by asking them to sign up for your list and buy your products. You need to cater to as many audiences as possible. But be careful about the words you choose. But still, be more forceful. On the internet, you have to be more direct and forceful because you are not face-to-face with the customer. I think that's very true. I think that's a very good observation, is not to be afraid to be too brash and too forward. And, technique number 4, take customer replies with a grain of salt. Let's say that you have a pop-up on your website. You may have somebody write you because they are mad about the pop-ups. And I tell you, these people are nuts, but every once in a while, you'll find them. And they may write a long letter about how pushy you are. And I call those jealous girlfriend letters. I don't read those. When people send me like 8 paragraphs with no punctuation, it's all one sentence that's 8 paragraphs crammed into one, you know, 6-page long hate mail, I don't read it. Like, okay. I know where it's coming from, but, you know, you're in the garbage. Regardless if I know them or not, I just don't read those. But you have to take it with a grain of salt. And you may have somebody actually write you because they're mad and or you're pushy. And that's just one person's opinion. So don't feel bad about it and don't let it deter your efforts. You know, it's impossible to actually please everybody all the time. And plus, 99% of your list might actually love the pop-ups. And, you know, Dan Kennedy, one of my mentors, actually talked about, he doesn't actually read his own hate mail anymore. He used to, or he actually used to read the, you know, if something canceled out on one of his programs, he actually used to read the letters. Now he doesn't, so it doesn't let it bother him. Interesting way to look at it. Another technique that works pretty well is to put a red box around the submit button. The focus is to, you know, of course, draw their attention to the submit button and sign up for the list. And number 6 is to ask for the primary email address. And we have people who use several email addresses, and you may want to contact them through the email address they most use often. Plus, you may want to prevent them from typing in a fake or hardly used web email address. And that's very true. I've got a list that's actually pretty unreliable. at best. And I spent a lot of time putting it together, but there's a lot of phony emails on there, which are that's going to create more bounce backs for you and more headache. You know, the one thing he didn't talk about, and it should seem really obvious to you if you come to his blog, he's got this sign-up list for his newsletter. And the thing about this newsletter is he puts a price on it. You know, he lets you know that his time is worth something. So the newsletter, the promotional tips, are actually $197, right? I don't know if it's per newsletter or if it's per year or what. It's not really stated, but he talks about putting the price as far as, even if it's a totally free product, but it's a free, it's free for you. Always put a price value on what you do because your time is worth something. And of course, on the bottom, he puts down, we respect your email privacy. So the privacy thing is another deciding factor for someone if they want to contact you or not. And you got to really keep these things in mind and think like the consumer. So, and be very, very direct. I'm actually guilty on some of this stuff on my personal blogs. I'm not direct enough with people. I just give you straight news, which is fine. But, it's there's a great opportunity there if you got people subscribing to your blogs and coming back, a daily basis or a weekly basis. And you got no way to really capture these guys. So anyway, that's that one. And I'm moving back down here to another one. We've got some really great articles here. On let's see, find you one more here. There's an article here about everything you need to know to monetize your website, and of course, why you should start blogging today, and how to top paying Google AdSense keyword, and some of the biggest mistakes. Let's check on that one real quick. I want to show you that. This guy's name is Dim Vason. And he's talking about the same mistakes that people make. They're really silly mistakes. That it's a very short article, but he's seen many different mistakes that people are making. And this is I'm just trying to go through this here real quick. He's talking about people who are actually buying the wrong stuff or the keywords that are really not really relevant, and or if you buy a large pool of quality backlinks, that are really not in your best interest, choose the lesser competition keywords, and basically just trying to tell you to keep it safe, pretty much, not to get the really big ones. I think what he's really trying to say here, though, is a little something like I was kind of doing myself, was, let's say, for example, hair products has 12 million hits. Now, you see, I'm a hair marketing company. Great. But you know what? It's going to be really hard to beat 12 million pages with 5 pages, or 6 pages or whatever, or 12 pages. You're much better off breaking that category down into subsections. See, because if you have 57,000 pages that you want to beat, you can beat those. I can teach you how to do that. If you've got 7 million pages you want to beat organically, I can show you how to do that. If you want to beat 12 million pages, I can do that too. I think my record is actually beating 17 million pages organically. And, of course, that's just a drop in the ocean when you think about it, because some of these categories are pretty big. I'm going after one group right now. It's 125 million competing pages, and I know I can get there because I've done it before in smaller groups. So if you break up these top niche categories, I'm sorry, the main category, into sub niche categories, you can actually beat them. It'll take you a while, but you can get there by building an infrastructure like we talk about. Get one .com site, get another .com site for videos or media, get a third .com site for your articles, call it a .info. Ideally, you want to tie all these together and, you start building an infrastructure. You different sites have different reasons. One could be for just strictly lead capture, and these are things that you want to really keep in mind. So just one site's not going to really do the job for you. at least if you're talking about making money, it's making money is a whole different animal than just having a site, you know, getting a merchant account, waiting for the phone to ring, or people to order off your site, which sometimes really never happens. So anyway, a little news on that. We are going to be coming into 35 minutes into the show, and just some updates. I'm actually going to be available for, I got two spots. I want to train two people to do what I do, two full-day sessions. I'm actually going to show you how to market online, how to build up a company from the ground up, and show you exactly where to put your online ads, how to structure your pages, how to write your copy, and how to go up to a niche targeted market and capitalize on it, which is a pretty ambitious thing to do. And I think I may do this in about 2 or 3 days. I'm only accepting just a small handful of people for this, you know, between 2 and 4. Ideally 2. I don't think I want to do 4 for that one. And of course, I'm also mentoring companies as we speak. And it's a very, very amazing time right now to be involved with online marketing, because you're one step away from making a purchase, you know, a purchase. And if you look at my Wheel of Fortune diagram, I'm putting you in the middle. I wrote television, radio, billboards, full-page ads. I wrote all these different things around it, you know, social directories and that sort of thing, our social groups. And then when I explain the Wheel of Fortune to people, we actually cross off radio and write podcasting next to it. We cross off television and write web video next to it. Well, we cross off billboards and write blogs next to it. And the whole point is to have people not jumping one media to the other. You keep them all in the same media, which is the online media, right? Marketing online, which is where you want people to be. One click away from making a purchase. That's the whole basis of what I do. And that's the whole basis of what I teach. So it's pretty important stuff to keep that in mind. And you don't want people jumping media on you. And that's where a lot of people make mistakes. And last week I pulled 56,000. That's coming though. $5,600 in 24 hours, which is pretty exciting stuff. And I'd like to show you how to do that too. My name is Ted Cantu. My number here is 888-305-2532. That's my online commercial. You can listen to it and listen to see if you, you know, if there's something that we can help you with. I know some guys hate salespeople, so that's why we have the 800 number up there. And also, if you want to talk to me directly, my number here is 248-624-9521. And my mobile is 248-787-9521. You can always type in my name, Ted Cantu. The last name is spelled C-A-N-T-U, right into Google. And you can read all my other articles out there. We wrote a ton of stuff. We will be adding these into our online article database. And, of course, we will have these saved up as PDFs, and you can download them. And you can also sell them as you please. And so please, by all means, if you're looking for something to sell online, sell my stuff. And because it sells and makes money. So, and you'll learn something, too, in the process. This has been Ted Cantu from the Online Money Machine Show. I will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening. All right? Cheers.